future. We're talking real money.
Welcome once again to Talking Real Money Daily. I'm Don McDonald. Today's episode is going to be a bit short because I'm going to a convention over the next few days on podcasting, and you know, this is a podcast too. So I wanted to remind you that anytime you want to call, give us a call at 855-935-TALK with your questions, 855-935-8255, or visit us at talkingrealmoney.com. You can send them in that way too. Questions about anything financial, but particularly about investing, because that's the primary focus of what we do. Today, real quick show, just wanted to talk about something that I was reading about online. There are a lot of these podcasters. I know I went to FyFest FinCon. That was it, FinCon. And then I have this other podcast convention. A lot of these podcasters are FIRE advocates. These are folks who want to retire early. Financial independence, retire early. That's what FIRE stands for. And one of the discussions I saw was there's this thing called the 4% rule, and it is a rule of thumb, not a hard and fast rule that is unbreakable. It's a rule of thumb. When you retire, if you take, you can reasonably take, or you should be able to reasonably take, 4% of your portfolio if it's invested every year, adjusted for inflation, and probably not run out of money. There are certainly no guarantees, but it's been a pretty good rule of thumb. And I've run it a lot of ways for a lot of people who get into retirement. It works out. We have some disagreement with actually that rule because it's kind of hard and fast, and we believe in flexible distributions. But the question was, does the 4% rule work if you retire really early? Like at 40, like you're going to, but hey, we can all dream, particularly when we're millennials. We dream. When we're young, we dream. We dream big. So let's assume you have a frugal lifestyle, because that's the whole idea, and you have saved like a fiend, and you have $1 million invested in your portfolio. And let's assume you're comfortable with the risks involved in a 60-40 portfolio. 60% stocks, 40% bonds. Now, because we don't believe that the U.S. market is the entire market. We don't believe you should just have your money in the S&P 500 or even just the U.S. We think that 60% in equity should be half in U.S. and half in international. So we're going to use that. And then a portfolio of high-quality government bonds, shorter duration. That's going to be the 40 portion. And I looked at a couple of time periods, terrible time periods, because good markets, of course. If you have a 20-year great market, you're going to do okay. But along the way, there are bear markets. And they say, and it's true, that if you start withdrawing at the beginning of a bear market, it could be trouble for your portfolio, right? So let's consider a couple of scenarios. Let's say from today on, it's like 1929 to 1959. You invested at the beginning of the year $1 million all at once, right at the beginning of the year. The worst possible time, and the next 30 years are going to look just like 1929 through 1959. We're just making that basic assumption. Oh my gosh, the first 10 years of that were terrible for you. Oh my goodness, you pull $40,000 out that first year and the market's going down. What do you do? My guess is by the end of 1929, you were concerned. A couple of years later, you were in full-fledged panic mode. That would be my guess. Now, remember, we're adjusting this 4% rule. The 4% rule means adjusting for inflation. So the first year, you did pull out $40,000. The next year, you only pulled out $39,000. Remember, there was deflation, too, in that period. By 1933... you were only pulling out about $30,000 a year for several years, and your portfolio at one point got as low as $360,000. Now, you're probably in full-fledged panic by this point. But remember, markets don't stay flat or don't stay down forever. They just can't. If they do, then the next step is the end of the economy, the end of the world as we know it, and you better just gather up food and guns. So eventually, the market started recovering. In 33, it recovered. In 35, it recovered some more. You finally, though, got back to the $1 million because of your withdrawals. It took until 1955 to get back to $1 million. But along the way, you were pulling in $30,000 to $40,000 a year. You're back up to $40,000 a year by the middle of World War II. And by the time you died 30 years later, at, we're supposing, 70, you were pulling down $66,000 a year, and your portfolio is back up to $1 million. So even in that worst-case scenario, you can say, yeah, the 4% rule really did work. It actually worked. And I decided to make a little more contemporary analysis of this. So I went from January 1st, 1974, right before the down market in 74, and figured you live till 80, 40 years. So I had to extend it out to 40 years to 2013. Now, in there, we had three big bear markets, really big bears. We had the 74. Oh, I should make that 73. That's right. It was 73, 74. We'll make that 2012 when you retired. So we've had two terrible markets in there, really terrible, or three terrible markets. Forgive me for misspeaking. Did your money last? And in fact, it did. It did relatively well. Even getting in at the beginning of a bear market, at the end of 1974, you still had $1 million and you're still pulling out about $40,000. With inflation, though, because we had so much inflation over that period, your withdrawals by the time you were 30 years into retirement were about $95,000. And even after the terrible market in 2008, when you had that big decline, you still, by the time you died at 80 years old, you were pulling down about $80,000 a year. So again, you have to say, even when you calculate in the worst case scenarios, the 4% rule actually worked. Now, remember, this is past tense. It did during some very terrible periods. I didn't play with every time frame possible, but I don't imagine that there was any 30-year time frame in which you would, with a 60-40 portfolio, have suffered a major problem. Certainly a lot of concern there if you have an extended period of down markets, which is why it is so important to make sure you are psychologically prepared for the volatility of the market. And you don't try to play this guessing game. You don't try to go, oh, the economy is going to do this. I think this is going to happen. Don't play that game, because the economy inevitably has grown and very, very likely will continue to do so. Thanks for listening to this short edition of Talking Real Money, the daily podcast. Please visit us at talkingrealmoney.com. If you do need a little help with a more involved financial question, particularly around this tax time, give us a call at 800-386-3004. That's our office number. Or set up an appointment with an advisor. They're free. There's no obligation. There's not even any high-pressure sales pitch. You can do that all at TalkingRealMoney.com. And if you have a quick question that you want answered on the show, 855-935-TALK is that number. 855-935-8255. Tell a friend or two about what we do. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or iTunes or whatever service you're on. And thank you so much for listening. Off to the convention. I'm Don McDonald.
Talking real money.
Need a little help with your money? Free advice awaits with a fiduciary fee-only advisor with no cost or obligation. Setting up an appointment is easy at talkingrealmoney.com/meet.
Investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.